fourth inning, a 6-3 Brewers lead. Pat Murphy's out. He is going to lift Robert Gasser from this game in the middle of the at bat. Oof.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Potawatomi Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
These guys understanding that and understanding it's not going to happen to me because I can make pitches. And maybe I'm not 97, maybe I'm 95, maybe I'm 94, but I can throw it over a Nat's ass. You know what I mean? Nats are pretty small.
Confirming Nats are small this morning with MLB.com's Adam McKelvey. Morning, Adam.
Confirmed.
Good.
I can confirm. Sources confirm. Yeah.
Well done,
man. What?
I don't know that I've got that one in a story before. I had to change it to behind. We're a family website, and Nats behind.
Did you really?
You know, it's a good point because this is the time of year where bullpen arms drag. The bullpen is going to be key to everything, and it's different in the postseason because you get all those days off. But what I loved about yesterday's game is that it was a win that had roots in a loss the day before. Because all those guys who pitched behind Dustin May's two innings covered the rest of the game scoreless, gave the Brewers a chance to win the game, number one. Probably if Cooper Pratt isn't in his first day back from a rehab, they might win that game. And then it leaves everybody fresh for today. So this stuff's all connected. And if you get, you know, if you don't love when you see Bryce Wilson run in or sometimes DL Hall when he's going through stuff, those guys are just as important as Trevor McGill because this is all a puzzle. And each day in baseball, every game leads to the next game.
Adam, what will they ultimately end up doing? Is Gasser on the line to go to the pen, or is it who am I thinking? Shane Drouin?
It's Drouin, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds like the plan is to pitch. Shane Drouin draws Sunday's game in Williamsport, which is going to be different, fun, chaotic is the word everybody uses who's been there before. He'll start that game, and then their idea is to move him to long relief, not because of performance. He's been really good. He was their innings leader in July when they gave Mizorowski a break and Harrison was hurt. But they want to limit his innings a little bit because he's one of those guys, injury history as he came over here. It's been a couple of years since he pitched this much. And if he stays on the rotation, he's going to go way beyond what those innings were. So for a combination of those reasons, they think he's the guy to go to the pen. You know, Gasser is... He'll need to pitch better. The couple of times we've seen Pat Murphy make a pitching change right in the middle of a batter, there is no doubt that that is a message. And there is no doubt that Robert Gasser is a really smart guy and gets it. So they have Coleman Crowe in the minors pitching well. They have Brandon Sproat, don't forget, in the minors. So they have other options to make starts. And I think there's urgency for Robert Gasser to be consistent. When he locates, when the sweeper's good, he can be really, really effective. But yesterday was not one of those days.
It's so interesting too, how the season ebbs and flows, Adam, because if you would have asked me coming out of the break, is it the pen that concerns you more or starting pitching? I would have said for sure the pen. Can they make the great starting pitching stand up? And now here we are a couple of weeks later and it's been the bullpen that saved games.
They've been really, really solid. And it's without Abner Uribe, who's down with this forearm strain. They think it's going to be a minimum stay. So that would be in the middle of the series against the Mets where he's eligible to come back. But when Aaron Ashby's curveball is right, he is great and a weapon. And what Pat Murphy loves about him most is he wants to pitch every day. He's one of those sinker ball guys who wants the ball as much as possible and has proven durable when he's in these stretches where he's pitching well. And it's come late in seasons too, if you think about the last couple of years. He's been really good late in season. So he's emerged as a really important guy. He's their union rep. So guys are always over there asking him questions about this and that. He's a very busy guy in addition to pitching, and he's doing the job really well.
So strange weekend series here against the Braves. You got a 3-10 first start today, 1-10 tomorrow. And that is because of the Little League Classic in Williamsport on Sunday night. But what a dandy this afternoon, Miz and Chris Sale.
It's really cool, and it's especially cool because I remember talking to Mizorowski after his first All-Star game last year, and one of the highlights was meeting Chris Sale because it's one of the pitchers that he loved most as a kid, which has got to feel great to 37-year-old Chris Sale taking the mound today. But I asked him yesterday, what did you love about him? And it was, A, the long levers. Sale is 6'6". Mizorowski was this, you know, gangly kid like a lot of us were, and he said, if you can see this guy doing it at this level, hey, I can do this too. he looks like me a little bit, even though he's left-handed. And then it was also the emotion that Chris Sale shows. In Mizorowski's mind, he was one of the first to get a huge strikeout and then go nuts. And Mizorowski likes to be that way. He says, I don't want to be that guy who walks off the mound quietly. And he's not been. When he's gotten a big out, he's let everybody know about it. So those are the kinds of the things that he loved about Chris Sale. And Mizorowski compared it to matching up against Kershaw last year, where it's like one of those, oh, my God, I'm in the big leagues moments. So it's cool. And then he's going to take a total about face and go to Williamsport. He's designated the Brewers ambassador for this game. So he's going to be front and center in the coverage on ESPN on Sunday. Ronald Acuna Jr. is doing the same for the Braves. You're going to see a lot of Acuna and Mizorowski. And I just can't imagine what the little leaguers are going to be like when they see this 6'7" Cy Young monster coming at them. It's going to be really cool. And I'm sure there'll be Pokemon involved in some.
That's awesome. Still speaking the same language. I think this is wonderful. It's a great, it's a featured spot for Milwaukee. I love all of these things. Is there anything that concerns you about the travel regimen, or is that overblown by, I don't know, guys like me who talk about that
stuff? It's going to be a long day. And you've seen the Brewers haven't been part of these events. The Brewers, the team always looking for that one little edge, right? This isn't a competitive advantage to go to this game, but it's very cool. And my colleagues who've been part of it and covered it, it's been going since 2017 now, say it's just a really special day. And look, I talked to all the players about this, and I have a story on Brewers.com this morning where if you want to see what Christian Yelich and Jake Bowers and Andrew Vaughn look like as little leaguers, and by the way, that their swings are exactly the same, which is the funniest thing to me. I talked to them about like getting back to when this game was a game. And everybody says it. They always say it on tough nights. Look, we're playing a game. But a day like this, to go and immerse yourself in this environment where they literally dreamed of themselves as 12-year-olds going, is just a chance for everybody to hit the reset button. And it is a long, crazy day. They fly to New York Saturday night, fly to Williamsport Sunday morning, meet with the kids right off the plane on the bus with kids to the field. Then they go over and play this regulation game that matters. Then they fly back to New York that night. But Monday's an off day. So everybody can sleep in, go walk around Central Park and get a break.
Well, and as Murph has said, look, Ron, we're first class everything. Like, again, travel is travel, but we're all going to be okay.
Sure. It's going to be a long day on their feet, which is something, but it is a worthwhile endeavor. And it's going to remind everybody of, you know, orange slices, and for me, A&W root beer on, yes, National Avenue in New Brooklyn.
Yes.
MLB.com's Adam McKelvey with us this morning. Thank you, Adam.
All right. See you guys.